When you find yourself stuck in a conversation and you have no idea what to say, indeed is the best word to imply that you acknowledge the point made, but neither agree nor disagree. It's a diplomat's dream, the verbal equivalent of nodding. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the word indeed dates back to around 1330 and was first used by Robert Manning, an English poet and historian. The word comes from the prepositional phrase in plus deed, an old English noun for a doing, an action, an event that later formed the related word deed. The meaning of indeed was, in fact, in truth, in reality. Over time, the two words merged into one, becoming indeed, while retaining their meaning of affirming or stressing a point. Gradually, indeed started appearing in written texts. However, through the centuries, it still maintained its function as an emphatic term, meaning without any question, in reality, as a matter of fact. Today, it is still found in formal settings, but it is sometimes used informally too, though often ironically. It is used in written English as well as in conversation. The term indeed can be placed in different places in a sentence, and its primary function has always been to emphasize the truth of a statement or to show that the speaker strongly agrees with someone or something or confirms information. It is a beautiful day indeed. The word, however, can also carry nuanced meanings. For example, it can be used to confirm and amplify a preceding statement by providing additional information. He is a skilled photographer. Indeed, his work has been exhibited in several galleries. Or, to introduce a point that's even more true than the last one you made. The project is challenging, indeed, almost impossible. The interjection, indeed, can sometimes be used to answer questions, meaning yes, certainly, or yes, truly. Is this your first time here? Indeed. Or it can perhaps be found as an expression of surprise, incredulity, irony. Indeed, I can scarcely believe it. So, next time you find yourself at a loss for words, remember the simple indeed. It's always there, ready to make you look wise, interested, and agreeable, to make your point clear and strong, enrich your communication, and help make your English sound more confident and assertive. Often, when you're not sure what to say, indeed can be the perfect response. Just be careful not to overuse it. That can indeed be counterproductive.